Thank you for calling KFC Video Membership. My name is Ann. How can I help you?
Hi, Ann. It was, I guess, on yesterday that I wrote back to Craftsy Editor because I was getting these emails to join the premium membership. And okay. I already believe that I have a premium membership. Now, he wrote back to me, and he said either contact customer service or email customer service. I didn't get an email address, so I'm calling you, but I would like to forward what his response was to me and try and clarify where we are, but I need an email address for customer service.
Okay, so if you're on your account, it says contact us on the bottom, and it'll give you the email address, but it is, do you want me to try to help you over the phone and see if we can get it straightened out for you?
Basically, what I did, because I've looked back through my records, and in December of 2019, I got a membership, a premium membership. That was with, what is it called?
Blueprint.
Yeah, Blueprint.
Right.
And then in December of 2020, I was billed for the premium membership, and it was billed as Craftsy on through PayPal. Okay.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Michael Craftsy wrote me back. Is that his real name?
Well, it's probably Michael at Craftsy.
Okay, Michael Craftsy. So I thought, wow, that's crazy that his name's the same. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so Michael wrote me back, and he said that that Blueprint still had... I paid Blueprint in December of 2020, or he somehow got it that I did it in September. I don't know where he got that idea, and looking through my records, Blueprint did not charge me in September of 2020.
I can help you. Let's get your information so I know who I'm speaking to. And
sure.
I see your account while you're talking. Let's start with your email address, and then we'll go from
there. It's J-E Longacre, L-O-N-G-A-C-R-E, at optonline.net. That's optonline.net.
Thank you. Let me pull that account up. And just verify for me your full name and address.
Okay. It's either Judy or Judith Longacre.
Mm-hmm.
The address is 1 Oak Bend Road, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12603.
Thank you. So I do show you in my system under that email address, and what it shows is an expired premium account from December of 2019. So you were saying that in December of 2020 you were charged. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I could give you...
I see it. So you were charged. Let me see. Let me go to the card charge.
I have to get my right.
So did you purchase classes in December?
I was given so many classes free credits, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And I took advantage of those. I mean, that was probably after I had been charged for the Craftsy, you know, premium thing. And then they just simply said I had 6 credits, and or however many it was, I don't even remember. And so I went ahead and used those credits and got some classes.
Okay.
I wasn't charged anything. It were just credits I was given.
Give me just a moment. So I see 2 charges. To your account, but that was 2019. And what charges are you showing from 2020?
Okay, I am showing on December 11th through PayPal. It was a Craftsy LLC, and that was for
$79.99. Okay. So I don't see that.
Do you want a reference number? I
certainly believe you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to forward this information you're giving me over to the department that would refund that. But I'm just saying that I don't see it on your account. So a lot of times when that happens, at Christmas time, people purchase memberships for like their children or their nieces or nephews. Did you do anything like that maybe the year before by any chance?
The year before I did.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an email I could look at and see if maybe that might be the case?
I've never had gifts be redone that way. They usually stop them, you know. So
well, we have... Yeah, we have automatic renewal features on the account, so it might have automatically renewed to your credit card if you purchased
Not
a
for
gift.
A gift, though, I wouldn't think. Okay, anyways.
They do.
Really? Oh, well, there's 2 of them. One of them would be Renee B. I have to look this up. Just a second.
Go ahead.
You know, the system always puts it in there for you.
Okay, because we want to get to the bottom of it.
Right. What's Renee's email? And then I got to get Kate's, too. I think another one would be kateperna@gmail.com.
So K-A-T-E.
Uh-huh.
P-E-R-N-E-R?
N-A.
N-A.
P-E-R-N-A. Mm-hmm.
At Gmail?
I think so.
Okay.
Just check that one out.
I will.
Okay. And do you have Kate?
So I actually have an account under kateperna@gmail.com, but it is an expired account. So wouldn't be it.
Right. Okay. The other one is Renee.
R-E-N-E.
2 E's on the end there.
Okay.
R-E-N-E-E. B-L Rod, R-O-D. And that's at gmail.com.
Okay.
I had it.
Well, she actually has an active premium membership, but that was she only paid $2.49, so that would not be.
Right.
That would
she
not
told
be
me that.
Charge.
Okay. She told me that there was that offer, and so I didn't know whether she, you know, took that up or not. So good. I'm glad she did.
Yes, she did.
So, okay, so, now.
Okay.
This is the mystery, which is, I mean, I've used the thing, and obviously I picked those classes out. Now, was that something strange that you don't even know about, the offer for classes and the credits?
No, I do know about it, but I'm just trying to figure out where that $79 charge would show. So you see it as a PayPal charge. I just thought it might be a relative that you, because I've just experienced that in the last month that's happened to people.
Okay.
So it doesn't look like that's your case. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a little information from you.
Okay.
So it is PayPal, and it was $79.99.
Correct.
And the date was December 31st?
No, it was December 11th, the transaction, and it was posted on the 13th.
Okay, so it was December 11th that it was charged to you?
Well, that says transaction date,
okay.
and it's posted as the 13th, and I don't know what that means. That's what my credit card says.
Okay. Do you have a transaction number?
A reference number, if that's what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
From PayPal?
Well, no. It's everything on here has a reference number, so it's not just a PayPal. It's whatever, you know, you go through them. I don't know, but I'll give you the number, okay?
Okay, yep.
24-49-21-5, uh-huh. And PAS10A1HD5.
Okay.
And then,
go ahead.
There's a phone number at the end of the, the entry, and that's a 402-935-7733, and then that's probably from Minnesota, MN.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. What are the last four numbers of the actual card? Do you have that? That it went on to? Okay.
Yep. 7767.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to give me a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to request a refund for you for $70.99 based on what that PAL shows. And it'll take me just a minute. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I'm here. I'm just still working on it.
And I'm here.
Okay. I'm just going to go over that number with you.
Okay, what, the reference number or whatever?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second. I got to get back into that.
Okay.
Okay.
Take your time.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to read it to you what I have.
Okay.
2449215, and then P like Paul, A like Apple. Oops. What happened there? Okay. All right, give me a minute. My computer just stopped working. Okay, where did it get to? Jesus, computer has a mind of its own today.
Isn't that always glorious?
No.
No, I know it isn't. You want to go insane.
Now the whole thing just, I have to pull up a new screen. Okay.
Well, you were doing really well.
Yeah, until... Okay, so if I have to type it again, no big deal. I can do it. Oh, came up. Whew.
Okay.
How good is that? Okay.
We just had Paul and Apple.
Yep. I have to type this part of it over, so one moment.
Oh, okay.
And it was December 11th, 2020. Action number. 2449215 and then P A S like Sally, right?
Uh-huh, right.
Okay. 10 then A and then 1.
Yes.
It is a 1. Okay.
Yes,
I wasn't sure how I wrote, if I wrote it right. And then H like Harry, D like David.
Uh-huh. And,
and then 5. Okay.
Yep. Yep, that's it.
And last 4, your credit card are 7767.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have the expiration date? I don't think I need it, but I'll just put it if you have it.
Oh, what, on the credit card?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's see. It's December 23, but let me check for sure.
Okay. I just like to give them all the information that they need.
Now, it sounds like you don't know that you ever got paid.
It doesn't show here that there was a charge to your account. No, it does not show that. But they can investigate to see where the charge was, and then they'll refund you. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days. And if there's any additional questions, they're going to notify me, I'm sure, and then I will contact you.
Okay, well, now, why am I being refunded that charge?
Because you do not have an active account, and you were charged that $79.99.
Oh, okay, because I do want to have an active account.
Okay, well, I can send you an email, and you can sign up with the email. Did you get any emails that might have said you could sign up for $249? The promotion I have right now is for 1 year for $29.99.
Oh.
And I can send you that. However, if you have one, as you said, your friend had for $249, you could sign up with that if you already do.
My daughter had received that a while back, and you know, mm-hmm. I don't know that she has it anymore. I'd be happy to. I'd be very delighted with the $29. I'd be fine with that.
All right, I'm gonna send you an email with regard to that.
Okay, now all of my things that I have will still be there, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And
now,
I'm going, yes. Mm-hmm. So when I send this link and you sign up for it, it'll ask if you're a returning customer.
Uh-huh.
You're going to just click on yes,
okay.
And you're going to put in your email and your password. Do you know your password? That would be my next question.
Oh, for Craftsy?
Right.
My password?
You don't have to tell it to me. I just want to make sure you know it so you can sign up.
I do have it here. Yep.
Okay. All right. Good.
Okay.
All right.
So
then it sounds like you have what you need.
Okay. So going back, it was January of 23, not December of 23. 0123 is the expiration on my credit card that you want.
Oh, 0123. Okay.
Yes.
Got you. All right. Give me one moment to get this promotional offer off to you. Still working on it.
Okay.
Okay, I did send it, so you should have that shortly at your email.
Okay, well, that's what prompted me in the beginning, because I got a message that says, you know, do you want to become a premium member? And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I am one, because I paid. So that's what started this
whole
thing.
So that's what, definitely what started the whole thing. All righty, I have sent that to you, and you should have it soon. Is there anything else I could help you with?
I don't think so. I think we're okay right now.
Okay. Sounds good. And I hope that you will hear in the next 3 to 5 business days from us with regard. You should see that credit on your account.
Okay.
Just that they need to validate it. Okay?
Okay. Very good. I thank you so much, Ann.
And thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. Have a great day, Ms.
Okay, Lauren. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.